Hello and welcome to this installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. My name is Bill Kimball. We're speaking today with Stacey Fruth, author of the new textbook, Fundamentals of the Physical Therapy Examination, Patient Interview, and Tests and Measures, which just published this spring. Dr. Stacey Fruth is currently an associate professor in the Krannert School of Physical Therapy at the University of Indianapolis. Dr. Fruth's credentials include a Bachelor of Science in Kinesiology, Master of Science degree in Exercise Science, Master of Science in Physical Therapy, and a Doctor of Health Science. She received her board certification in orthopedics from the APTA in 2011. She is a member of the APTA, INAPTA, and the APTA Education, Acute Care, Orthopedic, and Health Policy and Administration sections. Since transitioning from full-time clinician to academia in 2003, Dr. Fruth has been responsible for teaching physical therapy students the fundamental clinical skills required for both patient examination and intervention. She teaches clinical skills 1 and 2, including documentation, patient examination, interventions, and manual therapy, as well as clinical skills assessment. Along with her academic teaching, she continues to be engaged in clinical practice, splitting her time between a university-sponsored pro bono clinic and the emergency department of a level 1 trauma hospital. Welcome, Dr. Fruth.
Hi, Bill. You can feel free to call me Stacey.
Thank you. Well, Stacey, you've certainly had a very active professional career, and you managed to find time to write this fabulous comprehensive textbook and develop accompanying PT exam and assessment videos. We're all very excited about your text and the online video tutorials. Instructors and students in particular will enjoy these excellent teaching and learning tools. What I'd like to do is spend the next few minutes and ask you a few questions so that we can pass information along to those individuals who are eagerly awaiting these materials.
Certainly.
The first question that comes to mind, really, what was your inspiration for writing Fundamentals of Physical Therapy Examination?
Well, when I started teaching in the physical therapy program at the University of Indianapolis, I was assigned a course sequence that taught patient interviewing as well as kind of basic tests and measures that covered a number of body systems and conditions. And as a new faculty member, I went in search of a textbook that I could use in the course to help both and was quite surprised that I couldn't find what I was looking for. So I scrambled to put together a course packet in that first year. I think it was approximately 40 pages. And it worked well, but over the course of the next 8 or so years, it grew into a packet as I decided to add more and more information until it was about 150 pages. And the resource helped prepare students for their more advanced coursework, and I got a number of comments from my fellow faculty members that I should perhaps try to publish what I had created. And so I thought, why not? And the rest is a bit of history. The videos, I've actually not previously included videos in my actual course, but I thought, this is my experience that students learn these fundamental tests and measures for the first time. Some of them struggle and really benefit from being able to watch techniques multiple times. So I thought it was really important to include the videos of as many of the tests and measures as possible to help the students in their early learning.
Well, thank you for that response. Now, I've heard that your book has been referred to as the Purple Book. Can you tell me about the previous life of this Purple Book?
I have a tiny infatuation with the color purple. So when the course packet got too big to just staple together, I had the option of having it wire bound. And with wire binding comes a cardstock cover, and I chose for that to be purple. It wasn't a tough decision. And the packet really didn't have a good title aside from the course name, so the students just started referring to it as the Purple Book. And that name has evidently been handed down from class to class, and my colleagues also refer to it as the Purple Book. So now that's really what it's known by, and my guess is that at least in my program, that name is going to stick for quite some time. But anyone who knows me is very familiar with my strong love of the color.
Well, that's great, and I'm sure our listeners will find that extremely interesting. So tell me a bit more about the Purple Book. What does this textbook and video package offer for instructors and students?
The specific to students, I think it offers step-by-step instructions, not only for the tests and measures, but also considerations for the patient interview, which is just such a vital component of any physical therapy examination. And then with each of the test measures, it's a how-to, not only a how-to, but a why. Why you would do this, why you wouldn't do the test or measure for any particular patients, and then the companion videos, obviously, that go with that, follow the step-by-step instructions. Every test and measure that is explained in the book also comes with a priority, possible, or pointless section, meaning that students early on have a really difficult time deciding primarily what tests not to do. They have all these tests in front of them and think that they have to do them all. And really that's not the case with as we start getting into some clinical decision making. And so it allows the students the opportunity to make a professional decision about, I really don't need to do this test, or I don't need to ask this question. So that's offered in the text. Also, there are a multitude of mini case examples that are specific to nearly every test and measure. And I thought it was really important to not only include a lot of case examples, but to keep them small. It's been my experience that students in their early phases of learning, I guess you would say, have a hard time digesting a lot of material that we could present with case examples. And so I kept them small and manageable to help with the student learning. For instructors, I think using those case studies would probably be very beneficial in class, and they certainly would have the freedom to expand upon the cases or alter them a little bit. And also using the videos in class of this is how you would do a particular test and measure. Also included are two full-length examinations. So there's a neurological full examination, including interview, and an orthopedic. And I think that gives instructors the option of, let's put this interview up and maybe even critique it. Nowhere do I ever say that I'm perfect in what I do. And my colleague, Dr. Dyer Deal, also helped me with these videos. And we all recognize that there are many ways to do an examination. So instructors are free to pull those up and critique them and say, gosh, I would have done this differently, or I would have added this and that. So there's also an image bank for instructors to use, PowerPoint presentations based on each of the chapters, and there's also test bank questions.
Well, that's fantastic. I think the next natural question for me would be, what recommendations can you provide to instructors regarding the use of these resources in their course?
That's clearly dependent on how they teach, and as a lot of courses are going more towards electronics, so sometimes lectures are put on podcasts, or students are encouraged to learn outside of the classroom. Students are able to use these videos, so the videos can be assigned outside of class, and then the design would be, okay, come back to class prepared and we'll practice this. The use of the mini cases in a classroom setting. Pull up one of the mini cases and describe not only how it would be used for the particular test or measure that it's written for, but expand on that, and how would this case then require a different test or measure, or asking a certain line of questions. I think the videos and the mini cases could easily be used in the classroom setting. Obviously, there, as I mentioned, the PowerPoints that instructors can use and make their own. I hope they're fairly on the basic level, just covering the main topics of the chapters, but that allows instructors freedom to add their own creation to each of the PowerPoints.
Well, thank you for all of the answers you've given so far. I guess the last question that I'd like to ask you is, what are the outstanding features and benefits of your text?
Outstanding is a hard word to live up to. but I think what I tried to do is just offer both instructors and students something that at least I couldn't find out there on the market. In talking with some instructors who maybe teach the higher level orthopedic or the higher level neurological content, sometimes it's hard to even imagine when students didn't know the baseline tests and measures and how to do them. It's hard for an instructor who teaches advanced content to realize that many students enter a PT program having never held a reflex hammer or having never done a blood pressure.
Right.
And so, yeah, I can get comments that maybe this some of the stuff is too basic, and I'll argue that. But students want to have a lot of confidence in, am I doing this right? And in giving them this step-by-step and giving them the videos to watch and emulate, I think that is one of the strongest points of the book. Probably the second thing I would say is the addition of the interview section. You'd be hard-pressed, I think, to find a skilled clinician out there that didn't think the patient interview was the most vital aspect of the patient examination. If you listen to the patient and watch the patient, many times they will, in effect, tell you what's going on with them. And to be able to do a really good patient interview is so incredibly valuable. And so I think the initial four chapters of this book really lay that out in terms of the importance of communication, body language, professionalism, the influence of culture, biases, and then offering full examination questions. So a whole litany of optional questions in various categories that students can use verbatim if they want to or make into their own. In addition to that, there are all kinds of rationales for, like I mentioned before, when you would and wouldn't do a certain test or measure. That's helpful for students to give them the confidence to make a decision. There are documentation examples for every mini case example. Now, those are done in soap note format, and you can get into a big controversial discussion about, is soap note the best format? I'm not going to say yes or no, but it's highly used out in clinical settings. So that's why I chose to use that format. So each case example has a soap note format example along with it. There are a ton of photographs in the textbook, as well as the videos, as we mentioned before. And I just think that it helps the new students start along that pathway of clinical decision making that is really sometimes hard to teach, especially at that stage of their learning.
Well, that was a fantastic response, and actually had me thinking about asking you one more question. I know I said that last one might be wrapping it up for us, but what I'd like to do is take everything you've just given us and maybe ask you to tell us what your vision is for instructors and students using this text, and perhaps even the text in general, your vision for this program.
I am well aware that this textbook fits in beautifully with how our curriculum is set up, and I realize not all curricula are set up as our program is, but even so, every student has to learn how to do a patient interview. And again, I'm not really aware of a resource that's out there that guides them through the interview and the important components of the interview, like this one does. And then every student has to learn the basic fundamental tests and measures. So whether you're in a strictly orthopedic course, I don't think there's a text out there that really demonstrates the how-to, the step-by-step of how to do dermatome and myotome testing, how to do reflux testing, how to do gross strength examination. A lot of textbooks just say, well, you would do this, or you should do this first. But thinking of that brand new student who doesn't have the confidence in how to do these yet, that's kind of was my line of thinking. And that goes along with the neurological, the cardiopulmonary, the integumentary, and then kind of a general category of patients that really these tests and measures cover a wide variety of patients. They are very commonly used, the tests and measures, with a multitude of different types of patients. And so I just think that this can be used across a curriculum as a maybe a baseline resource, or maybe a resource that students can call upon. Gosh, I really forgot how to do a certain test or measure. It's in the purple book or whatever they choose to call it. And not only that, but the videos. And then maybe taking this resource, and videos are portable as well, along to their first clinical, where a lot of anxiety surrounding that first clinical of, am I going to do things right? And just to give them a little confidence boost that they have the how-to manual right there with them.
Well, thanks again for taking time to speak with us today, Stacy. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. My pleasure as well. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this installment of the Jones and Bartlett Learning Podcast Series. We've been speaking with Dr. Stacy Fruth, author of Fundamentals of the Physical Therapy Examination, Patient Interview, and Tests and Measures, which just recently published. To learn more about this textbook, or to request a complimentary review copy, visit go.jblearning.com/Fruth. That's go.jblearning.com/Fruth. Fruth. Jones and Bartlett Learning, a division of Ascend Learning, is a world-leading provider of instructional, assessment, and learning performance management solutions for the secondary, post-secondary, and professional markets. To learn more about Jones and Bartlett Learning, visit the corporate website at www.jblearning.com.